Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
So how do we protect the vote? How do we make sure that the vote is secure this November? It's going to take a lot of work. Everybody hands on, hands on. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210. On Twitter, at Rich Scioli. Here to talk about it with me in the must-win state of Pennsylvania is the chairman of the Republican National Committee, Michael Whatley. Mr. Chairman, how are you today?
I'm doing great. It is good to be on with you.
I appreciate your time today. I know that the RNC is launching this, and this comes on the heels of some great polling numbers for President Trump in Pennsylvania with black voters.
Yeah, look, I think we want, emphatically from a campaign perspective, there's really two priorities. One, get out the vote, and two, protect the ballot. And what we saw with the president up in Detroit over the weekend was absolutely fantastic. He did a round table with black leaders from all across Detroit at a historically black church. Really fantastic conversation. And a lot of conversations that come out of those, really, in the community where people are saying, hey, he's here, he's working on it. You know, you put that on top of the Bronx rally that he did, 25,000 people, in the heart of the Bronx, and this is a guy that is fighting for all American families. And we're starting to see real impacts coming from black voters, Hispanic voters, Asian American voters. Across the country, it really is starting to stick a little bit, and we're moving. That's why we're seeing, support among black men going from 7 to 21% in the last few years. And if we move that overall percentage of support up 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 points across the country, that's going to have a real impact on the elections.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, absolutely. I'm just thinking in terms of Pennsylvania, Michigan alone. That's the pathway to victory right there. And then Trump's back in the White House, and it's great. And when you look at the numbers, you break down the polls in Michigan and Pennsylvania among black men, they like the economy better under President Trump. It's not that complicated. They think the guy did a better job, and they know that it was better for them personally, and they know that it's going to be better the next time around. They're not happy with the job Joe Biden's doing. It really is not that complicated at all if you just look at it that way.
Yeah, look, and I think every conversation that we're having, you know, we're not changing up the message depending on who we're talking to. Obviously, we change the vehicle. We change how we talk to them. But the message is the same, right? America is weak under Joe Biden. We have a weak economy. We have a weak standing on the international stage. You know, we've got a wide open southern border. And all of those things are conspiring to make Pennsylvania, you know, a border state, a state where we've got a weak economy. Unemployment is too high. Wages are down. And every single family is paying more. They're paying on average about $1,000 per month more for basic necessities like housing, gasoline, and groceries. But they're not making $1,000 more.
The chairman of the Republican National Committee, Michael Whatley, is with me. It's great to have him on the show. So we're trying to protect the vote. And this is key. And I'm glad you made time today to call in and talk to us about this. Because you've launched a Protect the Vote tour. So talk about it with us. What are the plans? I get this question probably more than any other question, which is how do we know this election is going to be secure this November?
Yeah, I get that question more than any other question by far. Every yeah. single state, every single city, every single conversation. Look, there's really two things that we need to do to protect the vote. Number one, we've got to make sure that we've got the right rules in place before Election Day. We've got to make sure that only American citizens can vote. We've got to make sure that you have voter ID. We got to make sure that states are cleaning up the voter rolls. We got to make sure in states like Pennsylvania, where you can vote early, you can vote by mail, that we have mail-in ballot protections. Like, you've got to have a signature requirement, a witness requirement. We do not like the drop boxes. We'd rather have a requirement that they're going to be dropped in the mail. You know, these are things that 80% of voters agree with, Republicans, Democrats, and independents. So that's really important. The second thing is you got to be in the room. You got to be in the room when the votes are being cast and when the votes are being counted. And that's what Protect the Vote is all about. We set up a website, protectthevote.com, and people can go to it. They can sign up. We're going to get them trained and we're going to get them deployed to be in the room as poll workers and poll judges and poll observers to make sure that we have our people in the room whenever the votes are being cast and counted. And so we're kicking off this tour that Laura Trump and I are doing all across the country to make sure that people understand how important it is. And we've got the training associated with it so we can get people onboarded and in the program. And we also are using it to draw attention through shows like yours to get out to all of your voters. They've got to go to protectthevote.com and sign up.
And I know that this we had that big story in the New York Post the other day about how you've got 49 states right now where they're providing voter registration forms to migrants without requiring proof of citizenship. Every state but Arizona, which has a ban on this when it comes to state, but not federal forms, are giving applicants for either welfare benefits, driver's licenses, or in some cases, mail-in ballots, voter registration forms without demanding proof of United States citizenship. This is a major, major threat to a free and fair election this November.
Could not agree more. And we are pushing back every way we can to push back on this. We've got to fight it at every single level. Fortunately, our leaders in the House of Representatives just filed subpoenas with every federal department and agency to find out what they're doing and get them to stop. We're looking at lawsuits that we're going to be filing all across the country. And, you know, we need to make sure that only American citizens can vote. It is the law of the land, and we need states like Pennsylvania to enforce the law.
Yeah, they do. No doubt about it. And this has to stop. And I'm really glad that at least, you know, they've got the House Administration Committee approved the Safeguard American Voter Eligibility Act to require states to receive proof of citizenship when anyone registers to vote by mail. But it's obviously going to be something that Biden tries to fight every course of the way. So we're probably going to have to sue over this. We're probably going to have to be in court over this. Well, I know that you are aware of this, Mr. Chairman, and you're doing everything you can to try to stop this from happening. This is their plan here, clearly, and they could not be more obvious about this. And when you've got now more and more people every day crossing the border, and it's a wide-open invasion, Biden's executive order is going to do nothing to actually stop it, the chances for more people coming in and getting access to those forms and try to get them to vote by November keeps going up every single day. It doesn't stop.
Yeah, and this is Biden's plan. You know, too many people give him a pass and they say, oh, this is an unfortunate side effect of his policies or it's unintentional. That is wrong. This is absolutely intentional. He has invited, he has pleaded, he has begged for 10 million people to come into the United States. And then they are moving them into the cities and the states. And then they are inviting them to vote illegally. That is the Biden plan. And we've got to do everything we can to fight it at every single level.
With regard to the drop boxes, I had a cop recently made a great suggestion. He said, why don't we get cameras on these things 24/7? We could have a public website where everybody can volunteer like a poll watcher to watch those cameras online to make sure there's no funny business that goes on. Because obviously we saw with that one woman who was a clerk where she was stuffing her very own ballot box and the camera that was on that ballot box, she controlled that camera. And it's only because a whistleblower came forward and said, hey, you're stuffing the ballot box. She was personally doing it. And as you know, that we know about this. But I thought that was a good idea. If they're going to force us to have these things, the public cameras that are on them should be available to the public to view so we can see what goes on and we can try to prevent them. Poll watchers for cameras.
Could not agree more. And I think that obviously that depends on state law. Some states will allow it. Some states will require it. Some states will prohibit it. But where it's allowed, we definitely need to take advantage of it. And we need to have eyes on it. If we can have people throughout the course of the day monitoring those drop boxes, the way that we've got observers monitoring, poll places, so much the better. But it goes back to we need the bodies. We need the people to sign up and get trained and get plugged into this program because we're the ones that are going to have to protect the ballot because the states are just not doing a good enough job.
Well, listen, I look forward to seeing you in town, Chairman, and I appreciate the work you're doing on this. I mean, it's going to take everybody to get involved, get trained, and that website, again, protectthevote.com, right?
Yes, sir, and we are definitely going to be there. And look, this is our number one priority at the RNC. When I talk to the president about this, which is every conversation, it comes right back to election integrity. He is absolutely adamant that we do everything we can to make it easy to vote and hard to cheat.
Well said. Chairman Michael Whatley, chairman of the RNC, go to protectthevote.com. Thanks for joining us in Philadelphia. We'll talk to you again very soon.
Take care. We'll see you tomorrow.
Follow Talk Radio 1210 on Instagram and Facebook at 1210 WPHT.
All right. So as we continue along the show here, I did want to mention with regards to the election that's coming up, we're going to have a lot of great guests stopping by. We're going to have a lot of great, people coming on the show and calling in and everything like this. With regards to the vice presidential battle, I have no idea, no insight, no clue who Trump is going to pick as his running mate. But I will tell you one thing, and this is could not be more clear for the Democrats. The problem that they have is that when you break down the poll that I mentioned from Michigan and Pennsylvania, and you look at the numbers, here's one of the key takeaways from that poll. Ready? It's this. Kamala Harris is less popular than Biden. Kamala Harris is less popular than Biden. Now, I would rephrase that, as I've told you. I would say Kamala Harris is more unpopular than Biden. And I know grammatically that that's not correct, but I don't care because that's the truth. If somebody's less popular, it's like, say you got a new, soap brand, but it's less popular than Dove or whatever. You can spend money to market it, advertise it. You could have me endorse it, in which case you'll have the most popular soap brand in the country. But if something is more unpopular than something, then the die's already been cast. Now, if you want to try to change that, you've got to change people's deeply rooted ideas of somebody. So once something becomes unpopular, whether it's a person or it's a brand, good luck turning that around. Something that's just not popular can become popular overnight, could become popular in a matter of minutes. Viral tweet, viral video, whatever it takes. But when somebody is more unpopular than somebody else. That means people have already decided this person is worse. You can't change that. And here's what they find out here. They said Kamala Harris is viewed less favorably than Biden among black voters in Pennsylvania and Michigan. So the first black woman vice president, the first Asian American to be elected vice president, not African American, but she is black, but not African American. She's less popular, more unpopular than Joe Biden. And for some reason, Biden wasn't running for president. Harris was preferred for the nomination over several other big name Democrats, including Hillary Clinton, Gavin Newsom, Raphael Warnock. Rated first in both states, former First Lady Michelle Obama, who has made it clear she has no interest in running whatsoever. Harris was the second choice in Pennsylvania and the third choice in Michigan, where Governor Whitman was the second choice in that state. But the problem is that even if you swap out Biden tomorrow with Kamala Harris, they still can't win. Bottom line, still can't win. And that's the problem. And they know this. And this is why they need an opening. So let me come back to that case. I talked about the Supreme Court earlier, how there's an effort to try to get those justices off the bench. Well, there's one little paragraph in here which I think is really telling about the plan of the left to control this country and your kids and the future and everything else. This is what they wrote. They said the same court is now poised to overrule a Reagan-era precedent limiting the judiciary's power to determine federal policy. This is what is known as Chevron. The court is effectively displacing the president, who is supposed to give control to agencies like the EPA or the Labor Department. And it matters enormously who sits on the Supreme Court, because the nine justices will not only have the final word in all policy matters that are legitimately set by the judiciary, but it also wields a veto power over every policy decision that Congress delegated to the executive. Now, this guy's interpretation is 100% wrong, but let me translate it for you. What he's saying is, listen, the only chance we have to undo a conservative in the White House or Republican control on the Senate or Republican control of the Congress is to be able to have these little bureaucrats, these little unelected, unaccountable bureaucrats make rules, promulgate rules and ban things, promulgate rules and take away your freedom, ban gas stoves, come up with new hideous, odious rules like the fuel mileage standards, which will effectively make gas cars impractical to the point of being ruled out of existence. And unless we can empower these little bureaucratic nerds to run the country in the shadows of the 14th floor of this three-letter agency or that three-letter agency, we won't be able to have the socialist utopia that we all want in America. So make sure you get more lefties on the Supreme Court, who will then stop giving power back to the legislative branch and taking it away from unelected bureaucrats. Because even the president of the United States does not have power over these bureaucrats. He doesn't. The bureaucrats run this country, as I've told you before. That's another reason why they're lobbying very hard right now to try to get Sotomayor off the court. Sotomayor moves off the court. Kagan moves off the court. That opens up for Kamala Harris to get on the court. There's your opening to try to make a ticket change this August at the convention. Remember, as of right now, it is June 17th. There is no Democrat nominee for the presidency. Joe Biden is the likely nominee, but he's not the nominee. Big difference. Don't forget. And that is the big story of the day, brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VanariaDental, VanariaDental.com. So as I mentioned, we're going to be live in Cape May on Friday. We have our live show, 3 to 7 p.m. Live shows are always a blast. I'd love to see you there. We're going to have a lot of fun. And this weekend, I got to go down and visit my friends down in Longport, and we had a great weekend on the beach. And watching my four-year-old and my seven-year-old run away from the waves and watching Patrick try to protect them from the waves was hysterical. So Reagan and Claire are running from the waves and Patrick's trying to protect them from the waves. It was just great. I keep thinking about all the summer memories you can make at the Jersey Shore, but I also know it's very expensive. But the Grand Hotel of Cape May makes it easy for you to get away, have the summer vacation, give the kids the memories that will last them a lifetime, and also do it in an affordable way. See, if you book a June or July midweek stay, you're going to receive resort credits. And the longer you stay, the more you get in resort credits. For example, stay three nights, get $60 a night in resort credits. Five nights, $70 a night in resort credits. You stay 7 nights, make a week out of it, you're going to get $80 a night, which you can use on property for food and drink purchases. You can buy drinks at the outdoor pool bar, take the kids out to breakfast. You can take the kids on a whale-watching boat cruise. The Grand makes it affordable and also practical, because if you try to rent a shore house for the week, good luck. And if the weather's bad, too hot or something like that, you're stuck. If it rains, see, the Grand Hotel has a gigantic outdoor pool and a gigantic indoor pool. Plus, it's got a game room for the kids, a restaurant right on site. So there's plenty to do. But every room also has a refrigerator, kitchenettes. So you can have all the amenities of a shore house, but you don't have to worry about doing the sheets and the towels. Enjoy the amenities of a resort, but also get those conveniences. And you could get some drinks, put them in the fridge, make the kids a sandwich, save a little money there, all while getting the resort credits. So you win in every single way. So book your reservation today for their midweek stay. This offer is only good until July 18th. So book your stay today by calling 800-257-8550. 800-257-8550, or visit them online at grandhotelcapemay.com. Grandhotelcapemay.com. You'll have an amazing time. The kids will have the summer memories. You don't have to worry about missing summer vacation. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
You have a number of different things about aliens today in the audio sheet, cut sheet, as we say. You yourself, Andrew, is a father. By the way, happy Father's Day. Yes. I know you have.
Happy
you said,
belated, yes.
Yes, you have two young kids,
yes,
22 months and 6 months.
Yep.
And You had a good Father's Day?
Yes, it was good, but just had the grill and, well, I was in here doing Matt Rooney's show.
Oh, Rooney's the worst. Guy's a jerk.
I didn't think he was
that bad. Total jerk. Total jerk. Did he yell at you? Did he scream at you?
No, quite the opposite.
Did he throw something at you?
No.
Man's an egomaniac.
Not at all.
Lunatic, actually.
We had a nice clip of the new Star Wars show that's disturbing. But it was a good show. It was a good time.
Well, actually, if you want to see if you can get the Rune Dog on before the end of the show today to comment, I'd like to talk to him about Norcross if
sure.
he is interested.
I will do my best to get him.
All right. I mean, I can text him, but that I'm just going to pull a host move and be like, nah.
Delegate.
I'm not going to go directly to him.
Right, you got
to
delegate.
And delegate to you. See if you can get the Runester on. He might be in court. Who knows?
I'll do my best.
No, he's a great guy.
Yeah.
So you grilled that. Did you grill meat or did you grill anything else?
Well, my brother, because I was in the studio, my brother-in-law did he grilled some chicken. And my wife's family, they're Pakistani, so they had a goat curry mix with some zucchini and things.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was all very good. And so they had that plus the chicken, which had a barbecue sauce and all that good stuff on it. So,
now, did you see the picture of Chuck Schumer grilling?
Yeah,
see that?
Yeah, that was.
He's now taking it down. This is again one of those classic examples of when these politicians try to pander and think that they're being normal. It was cringeworthy, but he put a slice of cheese on a raw hamburger. So let me describe the picture to you if you haven't seen it. He's got a grill; it's open. The hot dogs all look great. Got a nice little char on them. They all got those nice like grill marks from the grates.
Right.
They're ready to go.
Yep.
Then he's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 burgers. He's taking a burger off of, he's got it on the spatula there, but he's got a slice of cheese on another burger. And it's raw. These things are, I mean, pure raw. Raw beef patty. As Donald Trump Jr. posted on Twitter, I get that you're playing to the masses, but literally no one puts cheese on a raw beef patty. If you need help learning how to do basic grilling stuff, let me know. Nice try relating, though. Effing communists. Now, I will say this, that what started the global pandemic was somebody grilling a raw bat burger. Did you know that in Wuhan?
I may have heard that 4 years ago, yeah.
Yeah, so that's what happened there. It's very similar to that. They threw a bat burger patty on the grill. They didn't cook it all the way, threw a slice of cheese on there. Well, next thing you know, global pandemic.
That's because cheese is bacteria, right? That's basically what it is.
Yeah.
So you really got to be careful with that stuff.
You got to be careful. I would say at least cook it to, I don't know, 30, 40 degrees.
Well, and if you look at the zoomed in picture of the burger that Mr. Schumer has on the grill, it's like two or three slices of cheese. It's like stacked pretty high.
Stacked pretty high.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'd say that burger's got a little ways to go before it gets to
a little bit.
Rare.
Yeah.
Like probably another 75 degrees.
Yeah.
What a phony. And he's smiling for the camera. I can't, those kind of pictures annoy me. Like, we know you don't know how to grill. We know you don't know how to do anything. We know you're useless. Stop.
Yeah.
Stop. I don't like a rare burger, but these are frozen. They look literally frozen.
Yeah, they look like solid. They came out of the box from the store and he just threw them on. But like you said, the hot dogs look pretty decent, so. But not everybody's a hot dog person.
No, it doesn't seem like it, but they should be.
Yeah.
Hot dogs are fantastic.
Yep.
Ketchup or mustard?
Mustard.
Hmm.
Yellow mustard. My brother prefers spicy brown. I'm okay with spicy brown, but definitely yellow mustard.
You know, I know it's controversial, but I actually put ketchup and mustard on a hot dog. I don't care.
My wife does that. She prefers both ketchup. Wait, sweet or dill relish?
Never dill.
Never dill?
No. Never. No relish. No, get your relish away from me. Keep your relish away.
What's the craziest thing you would put on a hot dog, though? Because if people got chili dogs, you can put cheese, you can put like all the condiments and everything like that. How far would you go when it comes to that stuff?
I'll try anything once. For the most part.
Yeah.
When it comes to food. So, but I would never put pineapple on a hot dog.
Nope.
Or in a pizza. So.
I know people who would put it on there. So.
Yeah. This guy had a video over the weekend of him teaching you how to eat a pineapple pizza. And he takes this beautiful pizza out of the oven, he cuts it, he takes a slice, he says, and this is how you eat it. And he threw it in the trash. I said, that man's my hero right there.
That's good for him. He wins Father of Father's Day Award of the Year. That's what that goes right there.
Now, do you believe in aliens?
I'm a big Star Trek and Star Wars fan.
That's not what I asked. Do you believe in aliens, though?
I would have to say no. I've heard a lot of stories and read a lot of articles about theories and conspiracy theories about different things and do they exist and all that stuff. But I would have to, until I see more evidence and better evidence, I would have to say no.
Okay, so the question is, are aliens among us? Do people believe that? And what's the role of the deep state in all this? Donald Trump was actually asked this question over the weekend. If the deep state could be hiding alien info, he did an interview with Logan Paul, and question came up. This is what the former and future president said. Cut number 9.
I guess so. It's you have the deep state, and you do have a deep state, and certainly they could. But I don't think on this subject, I was interested in it because I've been asked so many times, and I talked to people that have said that they've, you know, it was a sighting, and it's very believable. It's very possible that there is something. And why wouldn't there be? You know, you take a look at the universe and you see all of the different planets and you see this, you know, look, here we are on one relatively small planet. Why wouldn't there be on a planet that's, you know, 400 times the size? Why wouldn't there be somebody? Yeah. You know, it's certainly believable to me.
Now, according to an article from the New York Post, they actually said here, aliens might be living among us disguised as humans or in a base inside the moon, according to a new Harvard study. So it's Harvard's Human Flourishing Program. It put forward the idea that UFOs may be spaceships visiting their Earth-based alien friends. So they could be here disguising themselves as humans to fit in. Now, this is the best theory I've heard so far, because there are people you meet in your life, you think to yourself, that person's definitely an alien, an extraterrestrial life form. There's no way they're human. No way. Impossible. Taylor Swift, right?
What makes you say that?
There's no way she's human.
Why?
Super. It's like Taylor Swift is either AI or an alien. You know, it's not possible. Can't be human. Same with Gavin Newsom. He can't be a human being either. Chuck Schumer looks like an alien. I mean, what human being grills like that?
Yeah.
Right?
Or comes up with those kind of political ideas and policies and tries to implement them.
Wanting to ban everything, regulate everything.
Yep.
Tax
everything into oblivion.
He wants to ban Tide Pods because he believes that your kids will eat them without him there to protect it. You can't protect them.
Just put it on the top shelf.
That's what we do in our house. That's what we do in ours. He wanted to ban them. War on Tide Pods. Who else is a potential alien living among us, pretending like they're human? Hmm? That's what you need to know. Give me your theory. Tweet me, at Rich Zeoli, RICHZEOLI. Let me know who you think could be an alien living among us. Definitely America's mother-in-law, Elizabeth Warren. Did you ever see her try to drink a beer? Hold on while I get myself a beer. That's not human. These people don't know how to act like human beings. So then they can't be human. No human grills rare burgers and then throws cheese on them. Now, I'm not saying raw. They were raw. They were completely uncooked. It wasn't a rare cheeseburger. It was a raw cheeseburger. A human being would not do that. These people cannot be human. It's my theory. Beth's in Philadelphia. Hello, Beth.
Oh. Hi, Rich. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Good. I saw that news flash about George Norcross getting invited. Pretty big news in South Jersey. I had to ask, what's the reason behind that? There's always got to be something. As you've always said, like with Menendez, they always knew he was dirty, but he crossed the line when he was critical of the Biden administration. Lo and behold, you know, he gets indicted. So, anyway, I understand that Mr. Sweeney is running for governor, so South Jersey, North Jersey, some kind of thing going on there.
Well, you're exactly correct. My theory is that the reason why they indicted Norcross, and I'll go into more detail about the charges, but are just that. It is to shut down the New Jersey, South Jersey Democrat machine. That's my theory. Because they've always, I mean, this stuff is all, it's been there for years. Why did it take so long to indict him? Why now? And that's the thing. The timing of this is everything, the way I look at it. So.
I know. Well, I don't think that Sweeney and Murphy are really best of friends. Well,
Sweeney and Murphy are not best of friends, but Sweeney and Norcross are best of friends. So
yes, they are.
So it definitely is a blow to Sweeney's candidacy. Not that I think he was getting much momentum anyway, but it is a power grab, no doubt about it. The question will be, what happens if they wind up taking a shot at the king and missing? Because that's what you never want to do. So they better make sure that they've crossed all the I's in there, or dotted the I's, as they say in this indictment, you know?
Yeah, it's very interesting. I knew you'd be on top of it. I just thought I would weigh in.
Well, Beth, thank you for weighing in. I'll give you some details on it. I appreciate the call. 855-839-1210. Basically, it was shocking to everybody today. I mean, I can tell you, being involved in New Jersey politics as long as I have, this is one of those days we just never thought was going to come. We just never really thought it would happen. Matt Plotkin, who's the Attorney General of New Jersey, who's a Norcross appointee. He's a Phil Murphy appointee. Everybody knew that Murphy and Norcross hated each other. That was not a big secret. But then COVID came around and they mended fences for a while. The Attorney General alleges that the Democratic power broker ran a criminal enterprise. It's a 13-count indictment, racketeering, official misconduct. And according to NJGlobe.com, and I watched the press conference online. So Norcross went to the press conference. He went to the Attorney General of New Jersey, calls a press conference today and says, I'm going to make a big announcement at 1 o'clock. Everybody knew what it was. New York Times broke the story a couple hours earlier that he was going to indict George Norcross. South Jersey power boss George Norcross, whose reach extends well into Philadelphia and Pennsylvania politics, too. But the guy was always looked at as bulletproof. Too big to kill. You know, just too much of a king, and that's it. Very close friends with Chris Christie, too. Norcross and Chris Christie are very close friends. Chris Christie would not have been elected governor of New Jersey without him in 2009. No way. And they maintained a very close friendship to this day. Norcross went to the indictment. In fact, went to the press conference unsealing the indictment. And it was delayed because he was sitting in the front row. And the spokesperson for the Attorney General comes out and says, you can't sit here. And he says, why not? She said, this is a reserved seat. He said, there was no sign on it. And his attorney, who was also indicted today, starts yelling that if there's anyone who should be able to sit there, it's him, since he's the one getting indicted today. So they let him sit there. And then a little bit later, the Attorney General of New Jersey came out and he said that this 13-count indictment, creating a criminal enterprise that used threats and fear of economic and reputational harm to obtain lucrative property rights along the Camden waterfront and influencing tailor-made legislation that came with bankable tax breaks for Norcross's business and the nonprofit Cooper University Healthcare that he runs. The charges were announced by Attorney General Matt Plotkin at a press conference this afternoon. Now, as you know, Cooper is one of my sponsors, and Norcross doesn't make any money from Cooper. His insurance company does the insurance there, but he doesn't make money. He's the chairman of the board, but that's not a paid position. But as part of this indictment, all of his business entities made a ton of cash off of this, what the Attorney General is alleging here. And the 13-count indictment threatens to upend the political structure in South Jersey, which Norcross has led for roughly 35 years and will likely extend into next year's gubernatorial and legislative primaries. The indictment unsealed today alleges that George Norcross has been running a criminal enterprise in this state for at least the last 12 years. On full display in this indictment is how a group of unelected private businessmen use their power and influence to get government to aid their criminal enterprise and further its interests. Now, the former Camden mayor was also indicted today, Dana Redd. And the argument is that when she was the mayor of Camden, and probably in her work as a state senator as well, she was helping facilitate all this as a corrupt public official. The bar's a lot higher on a public official when they're engaged in this stuff than it is on a private citizen. And what's made New Jersey politics work over the years is, well, it kind of goes like this. You wind up getting contracts for everybody. If you want to know why government is so bloated, you have all these different agencies. Because you're driving around, or if you pay attention, you realize that there's the sewer authority, the water authority, there's the bridge and tunnel authority, there's the county improvement authority, there's this authority. Every authority, every entity, every government, every town, every county, every school board, they all have their own lawyers, engineers, insurance brokers. They all have their own people and you hand out these contracts of various different things. So, for example, somebody comes along, they write a check to the political party, and they can then play. So years ago, they tried to ban all this by putting in laws in place, like pay-to-play laws and things like this, where they say, well, if you give political contributions, you can't get public contracts. But that was a joke. Nobody ever believed that. And there's a lot to go around. So they would spread the wealth around. But Norcross's insurance company that he ran, Connor Strong and Buckaloo, is alleged today by the attorney general to have benefited off of this in a big way, as is an organization called the Michaels Organization, which is a real estate developer, and NFI, a trucking company. This is all according to the attorney general's indictment today. And as always, people are innocent until proven guilty by a jury of their peers. But it all comes down to an abandoned industrial site along the Camden waterfront, which they were going to redevelop into essentially now a project that was going to be a nonprofit. And what the state is alleging is that Norcross used his power through a series of criminal acts to enrich themselves and take control of the Camden waterfront. It's a 100-page indictment, 13 specific charges against Norcross and his co-defendants, including racketeering, conspiracy to commit theft by extortion, financial facilitation of criminal activity, and official misconduct. Norcross himself attended Plackin's press conference, sitting in the front row alongside noted criminal defense attorneys Michael Critchley and Kevin Marino. Norcross was asked to leave the front row prior to the beginning of the conference, but declined to do so. He stayed for his own indictment press conference, which you don't normally see that. And he took the best seat in the House, which, again, you don't normally see that, but you know, the cojones on this guy. It's unbelievable. He went to his own indictment and sat in the front row, got the best seat in the room. The indictment alleges that Norcross threatened a developer who owned property he needed to build the tallest building along the waterfront, which is known as the Triad 1828 Center. According to the attorney general, he says when the developer would not relinquish his rights on terms preferred by Norcross, he threatened the developer in part saying, I'm going to F you up like you've never been F'd up before, and told the developer he would make sure the developer never did business in Camden again. In a recorded phone call, he later admitted to threatening developer and said, this is unacceptable. If you do this, it will have enormous consequences. The developer said, are you threatening me? And Norcross said, you bet your ass I am. He said he'd be selling the rights to $18 million worth of tax credits to an entity owned by persons connected to the Norcross enterprise. So I'll give you more details about this. Got to take a quick break. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. This summer's here, though. It's hot. You might have noticed, and you might have heard a lot of news about the heat wave, because apparently it's going to be hot all week. Well, you want to get slimmer this summer. And the way to do it is to do it the natural way without any shots. You do it the NJ Diet way. NJ Diet is nearly twice as fast as weight loss injections and without any of those nasty side effects. You will lose 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. Contractually guarantead. NJ Diet uses your hair and saliva along with scans to personalize natural solutions and supplements that get you to shed that fat quickly. Then NJ Diet uses your DNA info to help you keep the weight off. You get the doctor's personal email, the doctor's personal phone number, and you are fully monitored the entire time to help you ensure you're burning fat. Locations close by in Cherry Hill, King of Prussia, Princeton, and Newark, Delaware, or NJ Diet is available from home with live online video consultations. Lose weight the natural way, quickly and safely. Call 855-5-NJ-DIET. 855-5-NJ-DIET or schedule your consult today at njdiet.com. Get slimmer for the summer and without any shots. That's njdiet.com to lose 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. Go to njdiet.com. You can do this. Lose the weight. For good.
The Zeoli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
A couple tweets to check in with our friends at Cherry Hill Vavo, where relationships matter. Chris Eppolito says, when I think of America's mother-in-law and drinking beer, I would expect her to try to convince me why Peel's or Schmidt's or a similar brand is the best beer ever made. She probably drinks horrible beer, much like she creates and supports horrible policy. More or lesser says Schumer isn't an alien. He's a vampire who eats raw burger because they're bloody to feed his blood. One too many late nights out with the vampiric one, Nancy Pelosi. Interesting point as well. The greater Chris is sensing a theme, Andrew, in our communications. Question, have you watched The Sopranos? Answer, I've seen Breaking Bad. Question, do you believe in aliens? Answer, I'm a Star Trek fan. Like, in other words, those are not answers to the question. Those are deflections and dodges.
That's one way to look at it.
Eat the Bugs says those are probably his wife's glasses, too. He snuck in for a quick photo op. Interesting theory. Yeah, I don't think any... Well, he's not a reasonable man, but I mean, to wear those red girlish reading glasses, which are on a cutting board, I think, or something. Terrible.
Yeah, not very sanitary, if that's the...
Not sanitary, not manly, nothing.
Yeah.
Everything about it is just disgusting. Exile in Jersey said, back in the hills of West Virginia, on a hot dog, it's mustard, chili, and coleslaw. That is a combination right there, my man. I think that may be too much.
That's bold.
That's bold, right?
Like mustard and chili?
Yeah.
That's like, that's a lot.
Yeah, Philly Talk sent me a tweet. He's got, the glasses are circled. So they're red reading glasses on a butcher's block. Yeah, I'm not buying this. Whole thing is a setup. And Johnny Cook also said, actually Cosmo and Buddy liked your music, said, Soul Survivor from Asia, big money from Rush, outstanding. Soul Survivor is my favorite Asia song. So you're pleasing the masses today.
That's good. That whole Asia album's really good. Takes me back to my childhood. And around that time when Asia came out, and again, I'm taking a page out of the Phil Almquist book here, by the way. Around the time Asia came out is the same time E.T. came out, and I remember going to see that in the movie theater. What a great movie.
Yeah. E.T.
If you didn't have a lump in your throat when you thought he had died, then there's something the matter with
it. Well, we watched E.T. with the kids recently. They loved it.
Yeah, it's great. Ages, it's a great movie.
Yeah, it ages very well, E.T. It really does.
Yeah.
Along with the original Star Wars trilogy.
Yeah, the original Star Wars trilogy ages well. All the new stuff they're making now is crap.
Yeah.
Garbage.
We
were just talking about that in here. The Acolyte, I guess, is the latest of the Star Wars series. I don't know. I watched the first two episodes.
What'd you think?
I'm not really feeling it for some reason. But
it's woke garbage? Is that why?
That might have a lot to do with it. Yeah.
I watched Obi-Wan Kenobi. I thought it was great. I thought it was a great series.
It's pretty good.
But nothing like the original. And yes, Attack of the Clones is probably one of the greatest Star Wars movies ever made.
No, it's not.
I know.
Oh, wait. Attack of the Clones?
That's episode two, Attack of the Clones.
That's episode two.
Oh, you're kidding, right?
The visual effects are phenomenal, though.
Yeah, the visual effects. But, you know, it doesn't take...
Christopher Lee, obviously, you know, great performance as Count Dooku.
Yeah. But it doesn't take away from the fact that all Anakin does is cry throughout the whole movie.
Because all those movies are garbage.
And commits mass murder.
Yeah.
They're all terrible. The show, the TV show, The Acolyte, just, you know, I'll tell you how you know a show is bad. This is the best way to know. Bad movie's bad or a show's bad, I'll tell you how you know it's bad. What you do is you look at the difference between what the critics are saying and what the audience is saying. So Star Wars, The Acolyte, which is the new one, the critics give it 84%. Sounds very high. Mm-hmm. The audience score, based on 134 critics, the audience score is 84%. Based on 10,000 plus ratings, the audience score for The Acolyte, 15%. 100 is the highest. So you see that disparity between the critics and the people? Tells you everything you need to know, that it's woke garbage. That's what you need to know. See, because the critics like it, because if they don't write nice things about it, they're going to feel like they're not being nice to the woke, terrible Star Wars show. And then the audience doesn't care, they just want a good show, so they tell the truth. That's why you always go by the audience score, not the critics. And who the hell are critics anyway? What does it take to be a critic?
You have to know people, or your dad was involved in the Hollywood. Or...
Oh, yeah, that's how you become one. But what skills do they possess that you or I don't have? I can watch something and tell you if it's good or not. But there's no like special training to be able to know if a movie's good or not. Am I right?
I mean, I think it really just boils down to... Like I said, it's not so much skill based. It's who you know and how long you've known them and how well you are writing articles and such.
I agree with you on that part, but that's how you get the job. But what do you rely on a critic for? Like, how is anybody so enlightened? You go, I need to know their opinion on this movie. I could understand maybe if it was a time where you really. I don't know, there was no internet. You couldn't look at what people were saying. You had to wait to read Roger Ebert's review in the Chicago Sun-Times.
Siskel and Ebert at the movies. They used to trash everything.
Well, you'd watch those shows. But now with the internet, what the hell do you need a critic for to tell you whether something's good or not?
Yeah.
Everybody's a critic.
Yeah, what? And that's what I was going to say. It's everybody's opinion is out there. Well, and that's and that, but that draws up another issue with, at least with me. It's when The Mandalorian, the first show that came out on Disney Plus, which was actually a really good show that Star Wars produced, mostly because of the woke people.
Yeah,
at Disney.
But go ahead. I got to move this along.
Yeah, but no, it's like a lot of the stuff happens when everybody's a critic and everybody puts their like what they like and dislike about the show. It spoils it for everybody else.
Yes.
So it's like when you're trying to, the season finale comes out and then, you know, you're excited to watch it, but you can't watch until the end of the day. Your phone just lights up with all this stuff and you're like, darn it, now it's spoiled.
You know why?
Yeah, you got to get spoiled.
It's terrible, terrible.
You know why all these Star Wars shows are bad? I'll sum it up for you.
Go ahead.
It's all Donald Trump's fault, okay?
Well, obviously.
It's all Trump's fault.
Duh.
Who else's fault would it be?
Exactly. It's all obviously. Donald Trump's fault.
Everything's Donald Trump's fault.
Of course.
Obviously. That's why it's so hot out this week.
Of course.
Clearly. All right, Dr. Wilfred Riley is going to join me. His new book, Lies My Liberal Teacher Told Me, is officially out. So he's going to break it down for us. And don't forget, get your tickets to see Jack Carr join me on June 25th, Red Sky Morning, the new book. Go to 1210wphg.com, Politics and Pints. Get your tickets today before they're all sold out. We're coming right back with 30 minutes of nonstop talk straight ahead.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For good.
The Zeoli Show, on your schedule, from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
A couple tweets to check in with our friends at Cherry Hill Vavo, where relationships matter. Chris Eppolito says, when I think of America's mother-in-law and drinking beer, I would expect her to try to convince me why Peels or Schmitz or a similar brand is the best beer ever made. She probably drinks horrible beer, much like she creates and supports horrible policy. Moore Lesser says Schumer isn't an alien. He's a vampire who eats raw burger because they're bloody to feed his blood. One too many late nights out with the vampiric one, Nancy Pelosi. Interesting point as well. The greater Chris is sensing a theme, Andrew, in our communications. Question, have you watched The Sopranos? Answer, I've seen Breaking Bad. Question, do you believe in aliens? Answer, I'm a Star Trek fan. Like, in other words, those are not answers to the question. Those are deflections and dodges.
That's one way to look at it.
Eat the Bugs says those are probably his wife's glasses, too. He snuck in for a quick photo op. Interesting theory. Yeah, I don't think any... Well, he's not a reasonable man, but I mean, to wear those red girlish reading glasses, which are on a cutting board, I think, or something. Terrible.
Yeah, not very sanitary, if that's the...
Not sanitary, not manly, nothing.
Yeah.
Everything about it is just disgusting. Exile in Jersey said, back in the hills of West Virginia, on a hot dog, it's mustard, chili, and coleslaw. That is a combination right there, my man. I think that may be too much.
That's bold.
That's bold, right?
Like mustard and chili?
Yeah.
That's like, that's a lot.
Yeah, Philly Talk sent me a tweet. He's got, the glasses are circled. So they're red reading glasses on a butcher's block. Yeah, I'm not buying this. Whole thing is a setup. And Johnny Cook also said, Cosmo and Buddy liked your music, said, Soul Survivor from Asia, big money from a Rush. From Rush, outstanding. Soul Survivor is my favorite Asia song. So you're pleasing the masses today.
That's good. That whole Asia album's really good. Takes me back to my childhood. And around that time when Asia came out, and again, I'm taking a page out of the Phil Almquist book here, by the way. Around the time Asia came out is the same time E.T. came out. And I remember going to see that in the movie theater. What a great movie.
Yeah. E.T.
If you didn't have a lump in your throat when you thought he had died, then there's something the matter with
it. Well, we watched E.T. with the kids recently. They loved it.
Yeah, it's great. Ages, it's a great movie.
Yeah, it ages very well, E.T. It really does.
Yeah.
Along with the original Star Wars trilogy.
Yeah, the original Star Wars trilogy ages well. All the new stuff they're making now is crap.
Yeah.
Garbage.
We were just talking about that. In here, the Acolyte, I guess, is the latest of the Star Wars series. I don't know. I watched the first two episodes.
What'd you think?
I'm not really feeling it for some reason. But
it's woke garbage? Is that why?
That might be it. That might have a lot to do with it. Yeah.
I watched Obi-Wan Kenobi. I thought it was great. I thought it was a great series.
It's pretty good.
But nothing like the original. And yes, Attack of the Clones is probably one of the greatest Star Wars movies ever made.
No, it's not.
I know.
Oh, wait. Attack of the Clones?
That's episode 2, Attack of the Clones.
That's episode 2.
Oh, you're kidding, right?
The visual effects are phenomenal, though.
Yeah, the visual effects. But, you know, it doesn't take...
Christopher Lee, obviously, you know, great performance as Count Dooku.
Yeah. But it doesn't take away from the fact that all Anakin does is cry throughout the whole movie.
Because all those movies are garbage.
And commits mass murder.
Yeah.
They're all terrible. The show, the TV show, The Acolyte, just, you know, I'll tell you how you know a show is bad. This is the best way to know. Bad movie's bad or a show's bad, I'll tell you how you know it's bad. What you do is you look at the difference between what the critics are saying and what the audience is saying. So Star Wars, The Acolyte, which is the new one, the critics give it 84%. Sounds very high. Mm-hmm. The audience score, based on 134 critics, the audience score is 84%. Based on 10,000 plus ratings, the audience score for The Acolyte, 15%. 100 is the highest. So you see that disparity between the critics and the people tells you everything you need to know, that it's woke garbage. That's what you need to know. See, because the critics like it, because if they don't write nice things about it, they're going to feel like they're not being nice to the woke, terrible Star Wars show. And then the audience doesn't care. They just want a good show, so they tell the truth. That's why you always go by the audience score, not the critics. And who the hell are critics anyway? What does it take to be a critic?
You have to know people, or your dad was involved in the Hollywood. Or...
Oh, yeah, that's how you become one. But what skills do they possess that you or I don't have? I can watch something and tell you if it's good or not. But there's no like special training to be able to know if a movie's good or not. Am I right?
I mean, I think it really just boils down to... like I said, it's not so much skill based. It's who you know and how long you've known them and how well you are writing articles and such.
I agree with you on that part, but that's how you get the job. But what do you rely on a critic for? Like, how is anybody so enlightened? You go, I need to know their opinion on this movie. I could understand maybe if it was a time where you really, there were, I don't know, there was no internet. You couldn't look at what people were saying. You had to wait to read Roger Ebert's review in the Chicago Sun-Times.
Siskel and Ebert at the movies. They used to trash everything.
Well, you'd watch those shows. But now with the internet, what the hell do you need a critic for to tell you whether something's good or not?
Yeah.
Everybody's a critic.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to say. It's everybody's opinion is out there. Well, that draws up another issue with, at least with me. It's when The Mandalorian, the first show that came out on Disney Plus, which was actually a really good show that Star Wars produced, mostly because of the woke people.
Go ahead.
Yeah, but no, it's like a lot of the stuff happens when everybody's a critic and everybody puts their what they like and dislike about the show. It spoils it for everybody else.
Yes.
So it's like when you're trying to, the season finale comes out and then, you know, you're excited to watch it, but you can't watch until the end of the day. Your phone just lights up with all this stuff and you're like, darn it, now it's spoiled.
You know why?
It's terrible.
You know why all these Star Wars shows are bad? I'll sum it up for you.
Go ahead.
It's all Donald Trump's fault. Okay.
Well, obviously.
It's all Trump's fault.
Duh.
Who else's fault would it be?
Exactly. It's all Donald Trump's fault.
Everything is Donald Trump's fault.
Of course.
Obviously. That's why it's so hot out this week.
Of course.
Clearly. All right, Dr. Wilfred Riley is going to join me. His new book, Lies My Liberal Teacher Told Me, is officially out. So he's going to break it down for us. And don't forget, get your tickets to see Jack Carr join me on June 25th, Red Sky Morning, the new book. Go to 1210WPHG.com, Politics and Pints. Get your tickets today before they're all sold out. We're coming right back with 30 minutes of nonstop talk straight ahead.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.